6-7 in the score. And we are honored to welcome in the governor of the state of Illinois, Mr. Patrick Quinn. Governor Quinn, how are you?
Well, very good, Mully. And Ryan, how are you doing there?
Not as well as your socks, but hanging in.
1.5, I heard a little bit earlier. If you said at the beginning of the year we'd be 1.5 ahead.
As a Cub fan, if my team was 1.5 out, I'd be
showing
somersaults. Yeah.
If your team was 10.5 out, we'd be shortening the lead.
There we go. I opened the door and you took
There's two wild cards now.
Yes. We need about another 18 and we'll be okay.
Well, how about Rizzo? Pretty good opening night, huh?
Thank God for something.
It's exciting. It really is. It's exciting whenever a new talent, a new player comes up, and either side of town, everybody's always interested. So we've spent a lot of time talking about it. I think I heard the president thank the people of Boston for Kevin Youkilis.
Yes. I hope he collected the checks at the fundraiser before he started down that road, because they kind of were a little disappointed with him.
Well, I don't know. He looks like he's really a grinder, a gamer, and he's won 2 World Series rings, so
not
we need
bad.
Somebody there. And you got to give Orlando Hudson credit.
Yes.
He understands his role.
He held down the fort as long as he could. As Molly was saying, when his reaction was like, thank God someone's here to play third base, because it wasn't working out for me.
It's a hot corner, I'll tell you. Yeah. Anybody, even if you sit on the third base line and you see some of the...
That ball gets down there.
Yeah, it's a game of speed. But, I think it's important that, Rizzo gets off to a good start and shows promise for the future. And obviously, they'll probably make a few trades before the 31st of July, huh?
Yeah, we're about four years out.
They're building toward the big trades. It's their time of year.
We like Ryan Dempster, even,
You're going to like him in a different uniform, yeah.
Garza,
what do you have? What do you got for us if we make that trade?
Bag of balls.
We like things for free. Yeah. Haven't you seen the Euclid trade?
You can't Brett Morrell. Okay.
All right.
Well, Governor Quinn, you're here for a special reason today.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. You're going to sign a new
very
law,
important.
A very important law. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I think everybody in the country was just terribly shocked by the events at Penn State and what happened there. And our state, we had concern that those who were in positions of leadership with respect to athletics, they have a duty by law to report anything that's wrong when it comes to molesting children or any kind of sexual abuse. This goes not only at the university level, but really any level, high school coaches, you name it. So a law was passed by the General Assembly. It was unanimous, actually, by the House and Senate. So it has come to my desk, and I thought this would be a good place to sign the law today. And basically it says that we want to protect our young people and college students from any kind of abuse. It requires athletic coaches and university staff to report abuse. That's certainly one of the shortcomings of what happened at Penn State, that there were those who knew there were bad things going on and failed to report that. And so this law in Illinois requires all of those in these positions to report to the authorities, anything that they see that isn't right.
It's really remarkable, Governor, that you'd have to put this into law. But
sure.
As you said, the testimony came out. The emails within the university came out. They thought it was a humane thing to do for Jerry Sandusky not to pursue this thing. Assistant coaches were, by testimony, in the same shower room when these assaults were going on. It's just mind-boggling that adults need to have a law written to tell you, that's wrong, by the way. You're going to have to change the way to operate there.
I think this is the only way to really send the message, have a strong message by law that if you don't do the right thing, you'll yourself be held in contravention of the law. So it is important that we have this standard in Illinois. I think the events at Penn State are an alarm bell to anybody in coaching that this is not any matter to look the other way on. And, what happened there, the victims were just left to be assaulted by someone who, the court has ruled now, the jury decided last week. So these are very, very serious matters. And in Illinois, we take them seriously. And hopefully we set a standard for every other state in the union that this must be done and done right.
All right. Let's take House Bill 3887 and make it happen.
Yeah. And I'm signing my name, and so I'll give you guys a copy of this law.
Wow.
And now it is
Thank
the
you.
Law of the land of Illinois, and I think we
That's
have
fantastic.
To make sure that we have men and women who are involved in sports, they're protected from any kind of wrongdoing from their coaches or anyone else.
It's again, as Brian said, it's kind of staggering that you need this to happen. But my God, we saw the results in Pennsylvania, and certainly, you know, who knows where that ends up? There's still people that are going to be facing trial, and there's still going to be a lot of private lawsuits. So this should save the state of Illinois a lot of worry and erase a lot of the confusion that existed around there. So
yeah, we love sports in Illinois.
Sure.
I mean, youth sports in particular. My brother's a high school basketball coach at Fenwick High School. Where did you go, Ben?
I believe I believe I'm a Friar as well,
yeah,
and your brother's been doing terrific work there forever.
Yeah, you know, he's been there since 1980, and, you know, it's important that our youth athletics be vigorous for boys and girls, and they have fun, and more than anything, very few kids are going to be pros, but they do learn teamwork and getting along and discipline and being on time, and, you know, sometimes if a kid isn't playing as a good teammate, they learn from by sitting on the bench, so... You know, those lessons in high school and earlier are lessons for life.
We do love sports here, and I know a lot of Cub fans have been following the Ricketts plan trying to upgrade Wrigley Field. I know you said the state has a whole lot of priorities right now, fiscal challenges, and really they're not on your radar or at the top of your priority list and likely shouldn't be. But what, you know, Mayor Rahm Emanuel seemed to be at least trying to get something done, finalized with the Ricketts family. Is there any movement on that?
Well, I've been to Wrigley this year several times, and, you know, I know the Ricketts family. They're Tom Ricketts and Laura Ricketts. I know them pretty well. But, you know, there's no particular plan that I've seen that they've put forward in Springfield. They won't be meeting in Springfield legislature until late November. I do think it's important that the family understand that they have to invest in their own ball club. They bought it, and the stadium belongs to them, and you know, the people of Illinois expect them to invest in that. You know, I'll be happy to look at anything, but right now we have public pension reform that's really challenging our state. We have to deal with that, and, you know, we have a lot of other challenges, fiscal challenges. So, you know, I'm not sure that Wrigley Field gets to the highest priority at this time.
You know, certainly you look at the South Side, and that was a sweetheart deal that the White Sox got, and we're seeing, you know, signs of that continuing with the Bacardi at the park, and of course the new sports store they have across the street from the ballpark. That seems to be one of the arguments that people make about this. That, you know, why does one? Is it just a different era, Governor? Is it a different time? Is it a different economic situation?
The economic situation is definitely different.
Sure.
You know, back in the 80s, things were going a little better. We have, in our country, obviously, big challenges on the economy. But, you know, I put four new people on the Sports Facility Authority that the governor appoints. And I think it's important to make sure that everybody's held accountable. We all want the Sox to do well, the Cubs and Bears and Bulls and Hawks to do well. I mean, we're a sports town, a sports state. You know, everybody likes to follow teams, but you know, there is a line you have to draw that the teams are privately owned and, you know, they're not publicly owned. And so, you know, public money, if anything is invested, has to be done in a prudent manner.
I know you met with the legislative leaders and House Speaker Madigan the other day here in Chicago, and you said, you know, we have to get going on this pension reform because we're losing millions and millions of dollars every day in interest until we get this thing done. When, you know, what is the timeline there, and how drastic are the reforms going to have
well,
to be?
Well, yeah, $12 million a day adds to a pension liability of Illinois. Matter of fact, on this show, it'll probably be about $500,000 by the time we're done in a half an hour. So we really have to deal with this issue. I mean, previous governors, previous legislators kind of ignored the matter, didn't take it on seriously, and we've got to do it now. We're dead last in the country at dealing with our pension liability. And it's squeezing education and schools and healthcare and public safety. You know, we have to deal with this epidemic of violence, and we got to invest in public safety. But if you got those public pension costs of the state wearing down, it costs a great deal of hardship. So we're going to get this done. I think sooner the better this summer, and get it done right for the people.
I understand there's tons of intricacies when it comes to gambling and the state and all that stuff and the casinos and all the stuff. The racetracks are always looking for slots. Do you support that? Are you against that? What are your thoughts on?
I think there'll be, at the end of this year, probably a bill that I can sign dealing with the whole issue of gaming. But it has to have three things. It's got to have ethics, oversight. You know, we aren't going to have loopholes for mobsters in Chicago or anywhere else when it comes to gambling. And right now the legislation just isn't strong enough when it comes to integrity. Number two, you know, we don't want to have so much gambling that they eat each other up. So it's got to be balanced. You know, a reasonable number of positions, including in Chicago, I think are okay if it's done right. And then thirdly, the money's got to go to schools and education. That's really, to me, number one. It can't go to frivolous things. We got to invest in things that create jobs now and in the future, and that's schools and learning. And so I think we can get that done. Right now, I think the bills are short of what I'm saying, so you know it's not going to happen this summer.
Can you sign a piece of law that says no one can play basketball until Derrick Rose is healthy?
Well, he's a good man. You know, I was with Derrick. You know, we were doing a thing with AT&T on no texting while driving, and you know, he gives back to the community, and you know, we want him to recover from a very serious knee injury. You know, it's really tough. You know, when you're in recovery, you want to play, and you know, get Lou Aldang with a bad thumb. Is it a
wrist?
Yeah. I hope he doesn't play for England in the Olympics.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed.
You don't stand alone with that. Yeah,
he wants to go oversee Elizabeth Tower. That used to be called Big Ben. They've changed the name of it.
How do you do that?
Yeah, well, the Olympics will be fun to watch this summer. You know, track and field. Both my kids were really involved in track and field. Track, you know, and so. You know, we want America to do well in the Olympics and, you know, the great athletes. Can't believe that Michael Phelps finished second to somebody yesterday, but that happens, you know.
You know, we went to Vegas recently for the fight, which was a joke. But as you look at just sports gambling generally, is it ever going to move out of Las Vegas? Is it ever going to get around the country? Is it too kind of dangerous a subject to mess with?
Yeah, you know, we've had scandals even in our own state where basketball players shaving on points and such in college, you know. So we got to be really careful on sports betting. I think that's kind of dangerous. You know, there's opportunities. We've, you know, expanded the lottery. We have online opportunities now. And there's a balance there, and I'm not sure that sports betting is part of that balance. But sports itself, you know, our franchises in Illinois, you know, we want them to be healthy and engage the fans and bring in tourists. That's all good. And, you know, I'm for the White Sox and the Cubs playing in the World Series. And that's not impossible. They haven't been mathematically eliminated yet, have they, Brian?
0.2% was it? Or 0.02%?
You're killing me.
Well, Pittsburgh is over 500. You know, they haven't been over 500 since 1991.
Yeah. Well, last year they were flirting with it until they, you know, decided to the bottom fall. But, you know, look.
What if it's Pittsburgh and Washington playing for the National League
Wouldn't
championship?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah. It can be done.
Well, everyone
it's
else.
It's going to happen.
You know, yeah. The Eddie Curry got a championship ring, too. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Governor Quinn, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Good
this
to
is
see
a,
you guys.
This is a wonderful law, and we're delighted that that you came in here to do it.
I listen to you guys, and, you know, go on. Mully and Hanley on the score. Can't go wrong.
There you go. It sounds like we got a new ad. Thank you, Governor Quinn. It's Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.